There's an old rabbinic parable of a father who had two sons. As soon as they were old enough to walk, he took them out into the fields and began to teach them how to be farmers. This father knew everything about how to grow good crops, and he passed this on to his two sons. As the father got older, he could work less, and the boys worked more and more. Eventually, the father died, and the farm became theirs. And the beautiful thing was that these two brothers worked together cooperatively, and they had a flourishing farm. They shared everything 50-50. One of the brothers remained a bachelor. The other brother had 8 children. One day, the older of the two brothers, the one who was the bachelor, said, "I have so much. And my brother, who has these 8 children, surely I should share more of what I have with him." And he said, "I know what I'll do. Because my brother is so generous, and he would insist, no, for me to keep what is mine in the middle of the night, I will go and take some of the crops from my barn, and I will put it into his barn." The younger brother, who had the 8 children, thought, "My bachelor brother is getting older, and I have all of these children that God has blessed me with. I have to ensure that he's going to have enough for his old age. But he's such a generous man that he'll insist, no, that I have to keep what is mine. So I know what I'll do. In the middle of the night, I will go and take some of my produce and put it into his barn." And you know what happened? On a night when the moon was full and the stars were shining in the sky, the two brothers met one another halfway. And the rabbi said, on that cloudless night, there were tears from heaven. The tears of God, weeping with joy, because two of his children had realized that generosity is the deepest characteristic of what it is to be holy. Because we're made in the image of God, and those who are learning the way of generosity are learning the secret of joy. Today's saint, John Bosco, was a man of superlative generosity. In our collect, we prayed this prayer: "May we be aflame with the same fire of love." Isn't that a beautiful sentence? To be aflame with the fire of love. This is what characterized John Bosco's life. And indeed, in that first reading that we had from the book of Hebrews, we're given a real sense of how we live with this kind of fire. What did the writer say? "Let us approach with a true heart and full assurance of faith, our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water." Let us consider how to provoke one another on to good deeds. This is what was at the heart of John Bosco's life, that provoking people on to lives of good deeds. He lived in the Piedmont area of Italy during a time of growing anti-clericalism, a time of a lack of generosity. But in his own life, he was determined to live in such a way that he wanted to ensure that orphan boys could learn shoemaking and tailoring. And by the year 1856, his community had grown to 150 boys. He also had a printing press. He published religious and catechetical pamphlets. And he had an interest in helping boys grow in cultivating a life where they could be educated. Pope Pius IX asked him to found the Salesians, which he did in the year 1859, based on the teaching and the life of St. Francis de Sales. His life was one where he understood that the whole person needs to be educated, body and soul united together. He believed that Christ's love was such that it so inspires our faith that in our lives we do everything from love, a love that inspires our work, a love that inspires our study, a love that inspires our play. For John Bosco, to be a Christian was a full-time calling to live a life of generous love. And that is at the point that is at the heart of our gospel reading for today. And Jesus uses these simple images to help us to understand what it is to live generous lives. He says, wouldn't it be absurd to put an oil lamp under a bushel basket? Or to put an oil lamp under a bed? First of all, it would be a fire hazard. But that's not what a lamp is for. A lamp is to be put onto the stand so it can permeate its environment with light. And then he uses an agricultural analogy of a measuring cup and a bushel basket. And what's Jesus trying to say here? Those who live generously, pouring their lives into the lives of others, will in turn experience life as being filled with generosity. But those who live miserly will experience others as being stingy too. So how are we to live lives of superlative generosity? Jesus answers it when he says in today's gospel, "Let anyone with ears to hear, listen, and pay attention to what you hear." Ah, that's it. Live attentively, perceiving in our daily experiences, John Bosco did, those times when you and I can extend generosity to others, where St. Peter's becomes ever more a community that is overflowing with generosity. For when we live this way, we will know the joy of the Lord, and our lives will be lights that shine with grace into a dark world. St. John Bosco, pray for us.